Colonel, maybe we can start with this question. Just how long have we been receiving these mysterious signals from outer space?
3 days.
Do we know from where or from whom they're coming?
We do not.
Loftus Radio.
I hope I do it without arrogance or a smart-alecky know-it-all attitude.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
Breath of fresh air coming to you there tonight at the top of the hour. Here we are for Lost Discs Radio, coming at you live tonight, doing our April edition. You know how we do this show once a month now. These days we only do it once a month, Doc, you and me.
Right.
And here we are doing an April installment for Rockin' Radio for Area 51. Hopefully you're out there and you're catching it on the underground upper sideband shortwave experience of 5110 kilohertz shortwave radio. But if you're not, you might be getting it on the internet stream or over at rockinradio.com. You know what I'm saying? There, folks. And yes, we just, in the last song was playing there, we got Joe Stacks on the line. There's no telling if we have the audio into the board.
Well, let's find out. How does it sound?
That's, you know, Joe, you sound pretty fresh tonight. What can I tell you?
As a daisy.
Well,
like a loaf of Wonder Bread.
See, that's Dr. Doc Brown over there smarting off how it's going to be. And by the way, we should just clear something up right here at the top of the show. Chesty, our former graduate intern, is not on board tonight. Very rare, Doc, that she would not be. How many shows has she missed in the past, like, 6 years?
I think she's had perfect attendance.
It's pretty dang close.
Right.
See.
Sometimes she's here when there isn't a show too.
Well, she helps me sort the 45.
Right. That's what they're calling it these days.
Come on, I got a reputation to uphold here. So anyway, Yeah. What can I tell you? You know, some people, they listen to the show. Some people don't. We don't really care all that much. But, Joe, we're going to kick things off. Well, we kicked things off, right? That was a group called Fresh Air. This is a thing that I'm told came out on the Amaret label around 1969. Of course, they're covering that old Buffalo Springfield vibe there. What do you know anything about this group? Apparently kind of a rare album, Joe.
Well, that's what I hear. I mean, I don't know a lot about the group itself, other than that was a swinging cover. And the Amaret label is kind of mysterious to me. They were around for a few years, from like 1969 to about 1972. They had a distribution deal with Capitol and later MGM. Interestingly enough, Fresh were label mates on Amaret with Crow, who I think have the record, four records on Amaret with like three releases, and the infamous Mrs. Miller.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, an album called Mrs. Miller Does Her Thing.
Apparently
the first Amaret release.
Now, you know who really digs Mrs. Miller, unfortunately? Is our buddy Brad from Grits Radio.
Wow.
Doc, are you aware of this? This is a little bit embarrassing.
Is Mrs. Miller the lady that sounds kind of like Julia Childs?
Yeah.
And sings, or just more or less talks,
yeah.
but sort of sings?
Yeah, let's see.
Right.
Let's see if we have, what do you want here? Let's see what we can get a little Mrs. Miller on the air here. Just as a cross-reference point here. Okay, you get the idea there?
Yeah,
that's the kind of thing, at least Brad claims that he sort of likes this kind of stuff. I don't know. I think he's putting us on, you know? But it's the kind of thing you'll hear over at Grits Radio. Go check him out. I don't know. Google Grits Radio and you'll find a blog. I think it's a Blogspot thing, you know? Grits Radio at blogspot.com or something. We're going to get into something that you sent over then, Joe. This guy Billy Bremner. This is kind of an '80s thing, and you've got some good memories attached on that. What's going on there?
Oh yeah, well this is a 45 called Meek Power on the Demon Records label. Came out in '82. I picked it up while visiting Kent, Ohio, probably about 1991 or two. Got it at Spinmore Records out there on I think East Main Street in beautiful Kent. Your sleeve and everything.
Yeah,
it was a sweet find. Billy Bremner is one of those guys who you've heard him play as a sideman, but he rarely released anything on his own. This is only like his second, maybe his third single release in his career, and he had been playing with Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe in Rockpile, backing them on their solo albums, and yeah. later would show up on some Pretender stuff too, as yeah. well as like playing with a million other people along the way.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, coming to you from the turntable of Master Joe Stacks tonight exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
I'm trying to write a letter, tell you about the feeling. All my thoughts are rolling and I cannot guess the meaning. It's like you're so far away. It's like a distant solid, like a wall between us. And it's frantic desolation, frantic desolation without you. These words are on the paper, I don't know what to say. Lines and dots and circles on the scattered pages play. Words are too small, what do they mean to you? Perhaps if they were color and sparks softly moving. But it's frantic desolation without you. On the faces in the window. Hey, crystal ball, rolling in my way. You reflect it all, there's nothing I can say. Frantic desolation without you.
Understand, it's a flying saucer I saw.
And get this.
I don't know why the birds in the sky keep a-flying. Birds in the sky, don't you know? Even the grass has died. I look around and everyone everywhere's dancing. Hey everyone, don't you know just what you're chancing? You better run for the hills, get under the grass and hide. Yeah, you'll be safe. Even the grass has died.
See what happened there at the end of that record?
It sounded like it skipped.
The confusing sounds now of the Candyman off the ABC record label. That's, I don't know. I think that's the track that closes the album. 1967, we got the mono pressing on that one, Doc.
No, as usual, I wasn't really paying attention to the words.
Huh?
But was there some kind of story in there? Was there a fight going on?
Talking about grass.
Some kind of a duel?
Well, we're talking about radiation, man. You know, that's a kind of a song that you might be, unfortunately, no laughing matter. That kind of ties in with the scene in Japan right now.
Yeah, but generally that's a slow process, not just a sudden boop ending.
Conrad? Well, he's talking about an H-bomb, man. You know?
Oh.
This is like good Cold War psych.
Right.
That's what that was.
Yeah, and then the song just ends.
And, well, sure, that's just how it ends.
It just never works for me like that.
Drop the bomb, man.
They do that.
We're not talking about your F-bombs that you drop.
No, I wanted a little more, you know, fade out, maybe slow, agonizing, you know.
Some kind of a fuzz, psych guitar kind solo.
It's sort of...
Fake out.
To stop it like that for that dramatic effect, it just...
Right, that's what I'm saying. Trying a little hard to be too obvious.
I don't like it.
So anyway, the Candyman, you know, you got to do that kind of thing for April. That's the unfortunate thing that I had to pull that out. It's just trying to do what we can to tie things in here for you people. That
lighten the mood for Easter by playing a song about
Easter Candyman.
Well, look, you know, look at this... LP cover, Doc. Did you expect these guys, these candy-coated guys on the cover of this album to make a downer tune like that, or what?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what about the Candymen? Come on, do we care?
Well, maybe we do, maybe we should. You know, they were around long enough to put out two albums on ABC. That the album that you were spinning that cut from bubbled up and under to 195.
Gee.
67. They apparently, according to some things I've read, their original vocalist was a guy named Bobby Goldsboro.
Come on.
No, before he went on to Bigger and Better.
Yeah.
And so you know, there's that, and the rhythm section, or a couple of the guys, would actually also join up with a group later on, probably have a little more success with a group called Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Is the band the lead singer was in, were they actually called the Bigger and Better?
Huh?
Would have been good if it had.
Yeah. And then there was, you know, listen, Sopwith Camel was in there, and I know we've played this one before. I don't know. I was in the mood. It seemed like Frantic Desolation would make a good pairing with that Candyman song, which, by the way, of course, was called Even the Grass Has Died. Frantic Desolation. Frantic Desolation off of the Sopwith Camel self-titled LP, also from 1967 on the Kama Sutra label, and also the monophonic copy on that one, Doc, if you care. I know. This is why I do these things.
It's the Candyman. Now, for our number two smash hit, the Candyman with Even the Grass Has Died.
And they'll follow it up. They follow that up with their version of the Pusher, you know. Right?
Hey, I can hear the grass grow.
Yes, there you go. All right. Well, we can only hope to give you everything around here at Lost Disc Radio. By the way, you know, some people, they listen to it. We don't know. We got an email. This is sad. We've only gotten one email in tonight so far. It is April 2nd. If you're catching us live, which this is being done live, it is going out over shortwave. It is going out over the internet. We got like 20 or less people listening out there. But no, only one email in from a guy named Tyler in New Jersey who says he can't pick up the shortwave signal on 5110 kilohertz and he can't get his computer to connect there. So it may have something to do with our crappy, tinny... compression.
So how's he listening to us?
Exactly. But he emailed in.
So I thought he...
So if a guy who's not even... Here's my point. If a guy that's not even listening to us emailed in tonight...
to let us know that he's not listening.
To let us know that he's not. But he wished that he could. Then where are you people that are listening? It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And yes, you got to spell the word discs with a C. And here it comes. Guy named Phil... He goes by the name of Filthy Phil, emailing in now from somewhere in Arkansas.
Huh.
Right? He says he's listens to us on our podcast, probably through our website, Doc.
Oh, okay.
LostDiscsRadio.com.
Nice.
He usually
does, but tonight he's not.
Right.
He wishes he could
be. He says he's finally getting us for the first time for his first time over 5110 kilohertz shortwave, pulling in a weak but audible signal on a Hallicrafter S107 with a 40-foot speaker wire antennae in a tree. Right? And he's having some nachos, and he misses Chesty, and that's Filthy Phil, once again out in Arkansas.
Nice.
Right? Can you dig it? So let's hear from you folks. Go ahead. Give it to them again real quick. How do they do it?
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Discs with a C.
Right? That's right. Oh, John in Walpole, Mass. emails in. Said he must be listening online somehow. And he says he's heard that the Candymen also backed Roy Orbison on various tours. Right? That's also a part of their resume, apparently. All right. All right? All right. So anyway, very exciting now, Joe, that Record Store Day, National Record Store Day.
2 weeks to Record Store Day.
Coming up. What is that? April 20th?
April 16th.
Doc, what are you doing on 420?
I thought he just said the 16th.
Oh, is it on the 16th?
Two weeks away.
I still want to know what Doc's doing on April 20th, though.
I don't know.
So what? Go ahead. Now, Joe, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go into a record from a local New Haven group, right, an old 60s group, and then somewhere in there, we're going to play your prepared statement.
Prepared statement, yeah.
How would you like to phrase this before we go into it, Joe?
My prepared statement?
Yes. Is that what you'd like to refer to it as, or how do you want to preface this at all?
Well, we were talking about the whole Record Store Day thing, and I was ready to provide my list of some of the stores I have known and loved. Not every record store I've been to. I'm sure I've forgotten a few.
Yeah.
But these are some that have stuck out in my memory over the years.
All right. So we'll treat you to a little retrospective on record stores from Joe Stacks here in the middle of this next set. But here we are now, kicking it off with the New Haven, Connecticut 1967 sounds of Naif. That's right, folks. From the number one on the charts, local New Haven. Dig it.
Record Stores I Have Known by Joe Stacks. In my hometown of York, Pennsylvania, there were the old reliables at the mall like Camelot Records or Wall to Wall, but you could still visit Budget Disco Tape downtown well into the 1970s. I miss Miss Beat Records, which was on West Philadelphia Street, and sold punk, post-punk, new wave, and no wave records. They also had rentable psychotronic stuff by Russ Meyer or Ray Dennis Steckler. You can still shop at Ico's Music Trade on East Market Street. In Lancaster, PA, gone but not forgotten, BBC Records and XYZ. But you can still go to Stan's Record Bar on North Prince Street. Still going strong after more than 50 years. In State College, we'd go to Arboria during the Arts Festival week, and also to City Lights. When I went to college in the Erie area, we had Borough Tunes in the town of Edinburgh. We also had Graham's Records, which began life as a table at the flea market before setting up its own freestanding store at the Edinburgh Mall. Hail Steve and your selection of fine gray market bootlegs. Moving north to the Mill Creek Mall, you had your chains like National Record Mart and Record Bar, which might occasionally surprise you, but the jewel in the crown at the Mill Creek Mall were two separate locations of Record Den, one its own freestanding store, and one a department over at McCrory's. And these guys were like maybe 300-400 feet apart, too. Each distinct and amazing. Heading back south to Meadville, Pennsylvania, on Arch Street there was a place, I believe, that was called Flipside Records. When in Kent, Ohio for my one friend's Rites of Spring party every year, I like to stop at Spinmore Records, still in business on East Main Street in Kent. When heading north of the border to Toronto, I'd like to visit Sam the Record Man when Sam was still in town. Rotate This on Queen West, Monster Records on Yonge Street, and even the chains had something to offer. Hey, these were domestic issues in Canada, where they were hard to find imports in the U.S., so I'd always make sure to stop at Tower, at Eaton Center, and HMV located all over the place. Up in the neighborhoods of Jim E. Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, and Chesty, I owe Jim a big thanks for taking me to Vinyl on Main, a funky little used place in the New Haven area, and let's not forget about Cutler's, too. Over in Mystic, Connecticut, you could stop at Mystic Disc downtown. Moving to my own home area of Pittsburgh, PA, we had Recordrama Sound Archive, home of almost 2 million records, some of which were actually for sale. There was the Attic in Millvale, still there. Paul CDs in Bloomfield, with an excellent selection of new vinyl and reissues. And of course, what some might argue, the greatest record store in the world. Well, I would anyway. Jerry's Records, on Murray Avenue in Squirrel Hill. Stop in and say hi to Jerry sometime. This is Joe Stacks, signing off.
Well, as I live and breathe, will you look who's coming here? Here's someone I didn't expect to meet. Bro, what you doing down here on Rampart Street?
Well, Jackie, I'm telling you, I'm going down here and try to hop and jump at this mad fish fry.
What's that?
Have you ever been to New Orleans? Well, you can understand what I mean. 'Cause all through the week is quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house and they're rocking.
You say they're rocking?
Home they're rocking.
Oh, I bet they're having a ball.
You never seen such a whooping and a pooping till the break of dawn.
You
yes,
say
they're rocking?
Oh, baby, I bet they're having a ball.
They're moving.
Let's go down there.
You never seen such a whooping and a pooping till the break of dawn.
But listen, Pearl. What's the admission?
Nothing. All you got to be is be an entertainer or musician. And I'll tell you, hey, you got anything to do?
No, I believe I'll go on down here to the fish fry with you. Pearl, had you a double?
What's why?
I just wanted to ask before I'm making it trouble.
Well, ain't nobody going to make me mad, is it?
You know, I don't want to bring you down, but your old man's over there in the corner acting like a clown.
What's he doing?
He's rocking.
You say he is?
That man is rocking.
Is somebody over there with him?
You never saw such dancing in the prance till the break of dawn.
Is he alone, I ask you
no,
once
he
more?
Is.
He's rocking. I think I see him moving myself.
He's rocking.
Oh, I'm going to tear through this crowd in
you
a minute.
You never saw such dancing in the prance till the break of dawn.
Oh, don't wait. Oh, let me go, Jackie.
Pearl.
What?
stop.
Why?
Here comes the cop.
Well, honey, I'm going on the piano and hide.
It's too late, sister. We all gonna go for a ride.
Well, look, but did you get any of that punsy, sir?
Yeah, honey, I mean it really wrecked my nerves.
Well, before the cops came, oh me, oh my, we were hopping and jumping
at that fish fry.
We were rocking.
Oh, you're telling me I was dancing.
Oh, we were moving.
Oh, we were.
I noticed you.
You never seen such moving and a moving till the break of dawn.
It killed me. I was rocking.
Who was that you dancing with?
Oh, that was my friend. I was rocking.
Oh, you was carrying on.
Yeah. Yes, there was a rocking
until the break of dawn. I tell you,
I think you had too much punch, home.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think you
I'm
did.
I'm going on home now.
You going on?
Yeah,
home?
I'm going on.
No,
home.
You're not going to. You got to get out of jail first.
No, I'm
gonna
tell you this much.
What's matter?
I'm gonna black both of your eye if you ever say any more to me about any more fish fry. We were jumping.
Yes, we were jumping.
We were jumping. But I never want to see another piece of fish as long as I live. Not even on Friday.
Oh, my God. The Chaotix, man. The out-of-sight sound of the Chaotix there coming to you right off the Fortune Records label out of 1965. Spinning that platter for you. Well, in some ways, maybe that should have been a hit.
I think it already was. And then, it already was two times over.
Well, hey, the Kinks weren't above recycling that riff, too.
What? Right, sure. Right? Paranoia May Destroy You, Doc.
Well, now, who did that?
The Kinks.
But they recycled themselves.
Same riff. Well, sure, you can plagiarize yourself.
Right.
That's been proven time and time. But this is what we call one of these, right? This is one of these...
Lost Discs Radio.
Record ripoff.
It's worth mentioning, Jim, that someone must have thought this had a shot at the charts because it was actually distributed on the Bang label, too.
Oh, that's right.
66.
Yeah, they picked it up.
What were they called again? The Chaotix?
Chaotix.
You know what they should have been called?
Letter K, man.
They should have been called?
Huh?
They should have been called the Kinks Men.
Oh, gee. All right, that's it. Get out of the chair. Put down the microphone. Go. We don't need it. We'll do that. Joe and I will take the show from here. You
right, Joe? You get it, right?
Done enough damage.
The Kinksman.
Right, speaking. Holy
Joe
crap.
Gets it.
All right, Joe. Well, let's lay it on us here about the Kinksman. Who are these guys and you know, why do they keep ripping off mid-60s riffs?
Well, if you got to steal, man, steal from the best.
Well, sure.
The Kinksman.
Yeah, I think wasn't there a little touch of Louie in there too?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and then a little rave up at the end, sort of a Yardbirds-ish-esque kind of thing.
Yeah, the Kinksman Birds.
Well, all I really know is these guys...
the Kurds.
...were started at college when they were all in Alabama. I guess they played, you know, frat parties and stuff, and they built themselves up enough of a local following to put out a few singles on local labels, and they probably peaked right about here with this track.
Yeah, I dig it. It's the flip side is their version of, you know, Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
So they actually play a cover song.
Right. They
actually give credit.
Anyway, yeah, the Chaotix is what we're talking about there. And before that, it was Moms Mabley and Pearl Bailey on the Warner Brother label, Saturday Night Fish Fry. What can I tell you? That's just the kind of thing.
Hey, it's Lent.
It's Lent. That's right. It's a Lenten season, Doc. What did you give up? Want to give up your attitude there?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Give up sleep, actually.
Yes, not by choice, of course.
No.
We kicked off the set. Now, it's important to double back and say we kicked off the set by a group that some people will call NAIF, which, of course, we all know. Go ahead, Doc. What does that really stand for?
North Atlantic Invasion Force.
Damn straight. We had them on the Mr. G record label, right? And they are a local New Haven group that was a number one on the local WVAZ 1300 AM charts in New Haven in March of 1967.
I could see why. That was a good tune.
I dug that organ and that guitar work in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
All right. Now, speaking of the Chaotix, we got a nice email in here from Cracker, who's over. We are over in monitoring the chat room over at the Cracker Chat with all the so-called slobs in there doing their usual Saturday night, well, nightly thing there, let's be honest.
Saturday Mike, night thing, man.
Oh, sure. Mike in Keswick, Ontario, who shall now be known as The Wick, henceforth. He's got a strong signal for us tonight on 5110 kilohertz, digging the tunes. And he wants to know who's going to do the Chesty's chick pick tonight since she's not, well, we're not, see, we're just not going to do one out of respect.
Well, maybe we could pass off that we picked the chicks with Moms Mabley there.
I was just thinking no one can really fill those
shoes.
What do you want to say? Mike and Keswick's got the signal on it is S9 40 a decibel over on the IC756 Pro 3. You dig that? So now the emails are coming in. Who else is in here? This is the boring part of the show when you listen to the repeats, you know, because it's not happening. But we are live, and people are emailing in. Excellent signal from Cosmic Debris and Jane down in Mount Airy, Maryland tonight, huh? They were... They are warning us, Doc, to be careful with the Sopwith Camel, and they would know, right? Because if the miraculous hump ever were to return from the moon, we'd be in deep shit. Yes, uncommon to hear a show without Chesty. That's true. I'm sorry to say, you never know. Good old Tony Straka. No way. Tony Straka from the radio convention.
Nice.
All the way from down in Pennsylvania. This, I don't know. Have we ever heard in from Tony Straka while we're doing a live Lost Disc radio show?
I don't think so, ever.
Holy moly. This is amazing. He's catching us here on the shortwave. He's at, what's he doing? Catching us down in Lansdale, PA on 5110 kilohertz. The signal's a bit tight, you know, interference from just below, a couple KC down. Sure, we understand that. But he's got it coming in pretty well there. Wow, thanks a lot for good old Tony Straka. chiming in tonight on the email, folks. And good old Ken and Marlene in Toronto getting an excellent reception on 5110. Wow, all these people digging the signal tonight. Thanks
getting
for chiming in.
Getting a good signal, wow.
It is Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
Still waiting to hear from Geezer Mountain.
Yeah.
From when they can actually get reception eventually, baby.
Yeah.
Up there.
Get us on the old shortwave.
See what happens.
All right, now look, we're just going to keep things moving along because it's true that Johnny Preston died. And, you know, when I was a little kid spinning records like 4 or 5 years old, I had a lot of records out of the late 50s, early 60s, all pre-Vedition.
Pre-British
invasion stuff that the pre-British invasion stuff that I cut my teeth on when I was a little chap there, you know, included several
just a little bloke.
Several Johnny Preston records on the Mercury label, and he passed away this just in the end of March here, right? So we got to do a little thing here. One of my favorite Johnny Preston records coming at you tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Fine. Little girl, now you're mine. Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feels so grand now that you come back home. Well, you look so good. Oh, baby, like I know you would. Come, let me hug you. Come, let me kiss you. Come, let me see what I've been missing. Feels so grand now that you come back home. So good, oh baby, like I know you would. Well, come let me hug you and come let me kiss you. Come let me see what I've been missing, cause I feel so grand now that you come back home.
Well, I feel so fine. Yes, the little girl, now you're mine. Come let me hug you, come let me kiss you. Come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so grand. Yes, the little girl, now you're mine. Come, let me hug you. Come.
there goes Ronnie and Robin. Yeah, right off the HBR record label, 1966 action. Of course, that was a pretty big like top 10 hit for Johnny Preston, the original Cradle of Love, in 1960, right? So there's good old Ronnie and Robin, a real boy, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend act out of Detroit. Right, originally came out on the old Teen Town label, but we had the promo copy, pink and white promo copy on the HBR label. Spinning it for you there because, you know, we just had to play a little Johnny Preston action before that. Feels so fine. So here we go. Now, speaking of people who have passed away, one of the guys that was sort of involved with the Ides of March, one of the guitar players who I guess they had some big friction. Joe, do you know much about this? A guy named Randy Herr, who played on the Vehicle album in 1970 and then had to split the group for the draft, and they, like, there was some kind of a big rift between him and some of the other guys, and they airbrush him out of the photos of the band now. They try to pretend like he wasn't in it, right? So we can't have that. We're going to make sure we celebrate the fact that this guy from Ides of March has passed away.
I don't know much about the Ides. I mean, I always see Vehicle is one of those things that always shows up in used record stores because it was a big deal for them.
Got mine copy in a Goodwill store back in the day, man.
Yeah,
so this is from that album. You'll hear the same kind of horn arrangements and that kind of thing, you know. Bald Medusa tonight, exclusively on the show. Hey.
Yes, it's me. I'm Bald Medusa. It's for free.
Goddamn numbers, man. It's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a show record, I don't understand it.
Hi, folks. It's Dr. Doc Brown here from Lost Discs Radio. Have you ever had one of those days when all you wanted was to be left alone? This was the life of the legendary Leatherman who wandered the hills and valleys of Connecticut and New York in solitary silence for over 30 years in the late 1800s. And was laid to rest with his secret safe forever. Or so he thought. Now, researchers are planning to dig up the Leatherman's grave next year in an attempt to determine his identity. So join my friends in their movement over at leavetheleathermanalone.com, because there's a reason the gravestones say rest in peace. That's leavetheleathermanalone.com, and tell them Doc sent you.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah, I want to invent a flying car as fine as the one he drives, and we'll fly it to Mars and Venus.
You're right. Let's be smart and do it.
Whoa, yeah!
The Out of Sight Sound of Tomorrow's Children. Right, coming to you right off the Reynard Records label out of Wisconsin. Okay, but as we have found out now after we've been reading through Gary Meyer's books, we find out this is not really a Wisconsin group after all, more based out of Minnesota. Right? Uh-huh, that's right. And we're mighty glad to have those books by Gary Myers, a longtime listener and contributor to the Rock and Radio forums over there at rockandradio.com. Folks, check them out on the internet. And stay tuned on Rock and Radio, of course, for the RLT Music Archives magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbins, himself. I don't know who's in the second slot this month, you know. But good old electrophonic Brian Phillips comes up in the third hour. And then, of course, we're in the fourth hour, rotating over on live365.com as well. Folks, always go over to our website at LostDiscsRadio.com any old time and subscribe to our podcast, which is also on iTunes. You know, some record stores there, Joe, real quick in our last minute that I wanted to mention from my past. You know, I used to live out in the Cleveland area. Got to give a big shout out to Record Revolution in East Cleveland and Disc Connection in downtown Parma. Right? Fantastic stuff. Down in New York City. Good old Midnight Records, Bleecker Bob's Records over by Washington Square Park, Bleecker Street Records in the Village, House of Oldies, and Rocket Scientist Records. Some places to check out when you're in the big city, folks, down in the Big Apple. And of course, if you ever find yourself in Eastern PA, get yourself over to Double Decker Records in Allentown. Cannot be beat. What can I tell you, folks? The hour is gone. It's over. You've wasted an hour of your life just sitting here, digging your obscure underground sounds. with me, Jimmy Knight. It's Dr. Doc Brown and Joe Stacks. How do you feel?
Hey guys, real quick, find me on Facebook. I'm Joe Stacks. And next week, if you're in Pittsburgh, go to the Kelly Strayhorn Theater on Saturday night, April 9th. The Tammy Show is going to be on the big screen at the Kelly Strayhorn.
Nice.
Wow. Out of sight.
Hey, congratulations out to Geezer Jr. also. Just because.
All right. Fantastic, guys. Thanks for everyone being on board. Thanks, Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener for the bandwidth. And we will catch you next month. Lost Discs Radio.